ceremony featured a smaller band and limited in-person audience numbers, although it was streamed online as well. The class historians were Owen Obrachta and Lisa Murph.
Yay! We've done it. We've taken test after test. We've worn mask after mask and occasionally had study sessions. And after all that, we are here to meet at our last Petersburg High School event, our graduation. Well, isn't it exciting? We're about to go on our own adventures, go beyond the Common Grounds drive-through coffee shop, beyond driving through the loop over and over again, and beyond this island we call home.
Julian Kumps was this year's salutatorian and Lydia Martin valedictorian.
I am grateful, and I think that we should all be grateful for the time and effort that has been put into preparing us for the next step in life. And although we are not perfect as a class or as individuals, I am grateful to have shared this journey with everyone here today and would have not had it any other way. And as we step out into the world on new adventures and to continue to chisel the statue of our being, I leave you with a quote from astronomer Dr. Carl Sagan. For small creatures such as we, the vastness is only bearable through love.
It can be easy to look over this year and call it for what it has been, hard. But this would leave out how many bright spots of community, strength, and hope we've experienced together. The good news is, as students, we will be really easily impressed when anything goes right. We have no idea what the future will hold, despite our best efforts to plan and prepare. But we will be able to accept that when things fall apart, we can put them back together again. This year was not what any of us expected, but we survived nonetheless. We've emerged with resilience, optimism, and character, and the rest of our future will be ours to embrace.
Principal Rick Dormer welcomed the graduates, along with commencement speaker and retiring teacher Ginger Evans.
Finally, seniors, people need each other more than ever before. Relationships have become more challenging over the past years due to isolation, and even before COVID, people were messy. As you venture out, you will know people who have different political views, different religions, they like different foods, they might be of a different gender or sexuality than you, they may like different music from you, and all these people could potentially be your friends. Remember, I begin this speech recognizing that you all are unique and powerful, which you absolutely are. But if you recognize that there is nobody like you, then there is nobody like you.
A famous quote by Nelson Mandela, "It always seems impossible until it's done," is relevant to you as you leave the comfort of Petersburg to navigate the world. Use the work ethic you developed at Petersburg High School and the words, "It always seems impossible until it's done," with you in the workforce, vocational school, or in college. Remember that you have the ability to conquer any challenge you face in life.
It is my honor to present to you the class of 2021 for the conferring of their diplomas.
The class had separate baccalaureate and scholarship ceremonies the week before. Graduates were awarded nearly $81,000 in scholarship money from local businesses and organizations and over $863,000 in total scholarship awards. The class gift this year is a scholarship for the next 3 years for one graduating student who plans to continue their education at a college or vocational school. Graduates in 2021 also took part in a vehicle parade similar to last year's. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.